بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروش پڑھ لیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the battle of Ajnadin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anh gave instructions to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anh that now he with the Muslim army should turn towards Damascus, the capital city of Syria, in fact the oldest capital of the world. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an straight away with the Muslim army turned towards the direction of Damascus. He took one path which was a quick route to Damascus. He did not want the kuffar to have a lot of time to prepare themselves when the siege is to take place in the city of Damascus. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an was only approximately 12 miles away from Damascus in an area called Marj al-Safar or Ma'raj al-Safar, which means the yellow meadows. Thomas, who was in charge overall of Syria, had deployed approximately 12,000 Roman soldiers in Ma'raj al-Safar. This was a surprise for the Muslims. They were only expecting a fight in the area of Damascus, not outside Damascus. This was a gamble, a risk that Thomas had taken. And in that 12,000, you also had Khulus and Azazir, the two main generals of the Roman army. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, when he got to Ma'raj al-Safar, at a distance he saw the Romans. And I also mentioned it, we started this in the last session. It was not the conventional method of fighting, but rather more of a tournament, a competition between the two, which at that time, that method was something that both the parties were used to. It was practiced also by the Arabs in Arabia and also by the Romans. So as Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, he was a man who would always throw the first punch. This was his sunnah, this was his tartib. As they say that when you throw the first punch, you are the winner. So make sure it's a hard one. So before the Romans could do anything, very quickly he said to Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an, stand up, Sharahbil, stand up. And the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Abdul Rahman, three great mujahids in Islam, stood up. And at that time, show and display was jais, to walk in front of the enemies with arrogance. This is something that is jais, and that is why when we do tawaf, we are told that take out your shoulders and show them your right shoulder. What is my right shoulder? MashaAllah, we have strong musallis here. so that the kuffar can see that the heat of Makkah does not weaken the condition of the Muslims. So this is something that was jaiz. Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an would go straight to them and would challenge them. And so three Roman soldiers came in front. They were also very strong. The army was strong. Generally, they were brave. They fought with the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, victory was with the Muslims. The first three Roman soldiers died instantly. And then the second three came again. Alhamdulillah, sab log jahannam mein chale gaye. Another three came. And this continued, alhamdulillah. And it was as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with the Muslims all the time. All three of them defended well, and loss was with the Romans. This continued for a few hours until Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and saw that now on one side you have a heap, a pile of Roman dead soldiers. So he said to Hazrat Zirar, enough now. You have done your job. Now it's time for the heavyweights to go in, the heavyweight bout. And what is meant by the heavyweight bout? That the lightweight comes out now, and now you have the heavyweight bout. And who's the heavyweight bout? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And it is said about him that his sword was the most heaviest from amongst the companions. With Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, it was difficult for any one single individual, just a person, just to lift up the sword of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Really, he was an incredible man. This is no exaggeration. Mu'arrikheen have said that when you stood in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, 50% of the opponent's energy was out, depleted totally, just by standing in front of him. This is how Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, even without a strike, even without fighting, just looking at him was something. His fame spread through the Arabian Peninsula, the Persian Empire, the Roman Empire. People would want to pay to see who is this man. They would give dirham and dinar to see Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Who is this man? Such was the fame, respected brothers, that in the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar Farooq decided to give rest to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And he said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, now you just act as a soldier rather than a general. And this was between Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. So he stood up. This was again the intelligence, the experience, the hikmah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, with his amama and a helmet underneath which had the auspicious hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his sword that he would carry on his horse, he went in front. And he went in front right in that area where the fight was taking place. Hazrat Zirar now moves on one side, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an scans through the battlefield to look at the opponents, the Romans that are there in the front saf. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an looks at them and says to them, Ana, I am the Sahabi, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I am the pillar of Islam, and you know who I am? I am the sword of Islam. I am the sword of Islam. And then he says, Ana Khalid bin Walid. And that I am Khalid bin Walid. And when he said, I am Khalid bin Walid, it was like they were all electrocuted. Or it was as if though, subhanallah, they had seen a jinn or something, or a thunderbolt striking them. Shivers went through them from the top to the bottom. They just looked at him. This is Khalid bin Walid. This is Khalid bin Walid. This is the man we need to fear of. They only recognized Hazrat Zirar radiallahu ta'ala an when he would take his top out. And now they, for the first time, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in the open challenges them. And he says, I am prepared to fight any one of you. Subhanallah, how brave and courageous he must be. And Khalid bin Walid is sitting on the horse, everybody is now looking at each other. Who is going to stand in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to fight? You can't have an ordinary person coming out to fight normal soldiers. Just to come in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, that was suicide. Now obviously even the Romans are now looking at the two generals. And this is what Hazrat Khalid bin Walid wanted. Instead of finding the two generals in the battlefield, it is better for Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to come out and to challenge them, so that that way the two generals will have to come out also. They were not expecting Hazrat Khalid bin Walid to come out to fight. Usually the generals don't do that. This was very unconventional. This was not the proper method from Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. It was just the soldiers and the mujahids that would fight. And they would give hukam, command from the back. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came out. Now everybody is looking at Azazir and Khulus. So now people are taunting Khulus that, look, you're the man who promised the emperor that you will cut off the head of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, put it on a lance, and show it to the Roman soldiers. This is your opportunity. This is what you had said. So now people are taunting. And they're saying, no, you go. That person is saying, no, you go, you go. Until Azazir said to Khulus, Khulus, well, you did promise that this is what you were going to do to the emperor. So much taunting was going, then people were physically, now he was being manhandled by his own people. And so Khulus comes out on a horse. یہ میں کہہ رہا ہوں نا کہ حضرت خالد بن ولید کو دیکھ کر ہی آدمی خلاص ہو جائے. So when you see حضرت خالد بن ولید, not to forget خلوص, and they were the champions of the Roman army. So خلوص came out very carefully on his horse, slowly coming out in front of حضرت خالد بن ولید, and at a distance he says to حضرت خالد بن ولید that I wish to talk to you. I wish to. Hazrat Khalid was not going to pay any attention to him. He took no heed. As he spoke, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, just to get him warmed up a bit, he had the lance and he thrusted that at him very quickly, the lance. Aise mara usko. And he just moved back slowly. And he said, I want to talk to you. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid again hit him with the lance. And he parried, he defended himself very well. He was, again, a skillful man. He was not an ordinary soldier. Man who has spent his entire life in the army with the Romans fighting. So he was there right at the top. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid again thrusting the lance at him, trying to pierce him with it. But he is at a distance. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an looks at him. And very quickly, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid decides that this is not the method to be applied to Khulus. This is not the way to catch Khulus or to kill him. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, then what he did was, whilst on his horse, slowly went in front of Khulus. And Khulus had no choice, he couldn't go back. So he was there. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and threw his lance, and very quickly Hazrat Khalid bin Walid with his two hands grabbed hold of Khulus, and now it was a hand to hand fight, fist to fist fight, both of them. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and got hold of his collar and jerked him, pushed him, and he fell down on the ground. Kahan gir pada wo? Zameen ke upar. It is said that this is what is written by the Mu'arrikhin also in Futuhush Sham, the most famous history written by Allama Waqidi rahmatullah alayh. When he was on the ground, he could not picture the face of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. That is how Hazrat Khalid bin Walid slammed him on the ground. And it was like as if he was completely paralyzed, just froze in that position. He did not want to retaliate, to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala, and this was an amazing sight for the Muslims also, and also for the Romans. They were shocked that the normal veteran soldiers did better to fight than this Khulus. Khulus, once he was knocked out, down, he was just down, he did not want to stand up. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala and then picked him up, called two mujahids and said that, "I want to take Khulus as a prisoner. I want to take Khulus as a prisoner." Now can you imagine? So the two mujahids take Khulus, the Roman general, as a prisoner, and they take him away. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala don't stop at that. So they've taken him away, and Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala looks again at the Romans and says, "Is there anyone else who wishes to challenge me? I am still standing here." Now who was to come out? So you've already got one general, Khulus is gone. Thomas ke plan par pani pher gaya. He wanted a delay in the advancement of the Muslims towards Dimashq. Here already you have so many Roman soldiers killed and Khulus as a prisoner. Now obviously the only choice was Azazir. Azazir was more courageous, more skillful than Khulus, very strong. Like I said, he stayed in Syria for such a long time that he spoke fluent Arabic. Dekhe na, hum England mein rehkar English bolte hain, to hum Christian to nahi hai na? We're not Christians, are we? We speak English, but that does not mean that we are Christians. In the same way, he stayed in Syria for such a long time, he spoke fluent Arabic. And he came on his horse, very arrogant, mutakabbir. Slowly, slowly, very skillful. He came in front and he stood in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Now Hazrat Khalid bin Walid does not know him. So from a distance he looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and he says to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid in very diplomatic words in the Arabic, he says, "Ya akhil Arab, oh my Arab brother." What does he say? "Oh my Arab brother." Now when were Romans brothers of the Arabs? Lekin, "Ya akhil Arab, oh my Arab brother." So he looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, he says, "Khalid, why don't you come close to me," in Arabic, he spoke fluent Arabic, "why don't you come close to me so that I can speak with you?" Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala felt at ease because he could speak Arabic. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid responded and said that, "Why don't you come close to me so that I can cut off your head?" Wallahi Nazeem, these are the words, no exaggeration. "Why don't you come close to me so that I can cut off your head?" Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. And he looked, he was amazed and shocked. And he said that, "Is this how you speak to me?" Imagine what would happen to the Muslim army if I was to come to you and if you were to be killed by my sword. Who will lead the Muslim army? For there is no one who can replace you. And we know that the Muslim army has reached as far as Dimashq because of you. So if I was to take you out, who would replace you? Don't you fear that you speak to me like that? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and looked at him and smiled at him and said to him, "Are you in that position to speak to me in that manner? Don't you see your Roman soldiers that have been killed? Don't you see all the dead bodies are of your people? And don't you see that I have taken one as a prisoner? And don't you know that I have an army that loves death more than life?" Masha. "Don't you know that I have an army that loves death more than life?" They love Shahadat, martyrdom. Shahadat is the ultimate goal. They don't fear death. "I have an army. By my one command, they can crush your entire army." Hazrat Khalid bin Walid saying that, said to Azazir, who was in front, said to him, anyway, who are you? What did Hazrat Khalid bin Walid say? Who are you? So he again, with his arrogance and pride, he says, so you don't know who I am? I am Malakul Maut, the angel of death. This name is given to me, Azazir. Malakul Maut ka naam kya tha? Azazir. I am Malakul Maut, the angel of death. This is my title. I am merciless. Don't you know who I am? I am the one who crushed the Turks and the Persian army when they stepped into Syrian soil. And you dare to come close to me. When he said that, Ana Malakul Maut, that I am Malakul Maut, death, the angel of death, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and laughed and said, you know what? The angel of death has given me information that he is out looking for you to kill you and to throw you in the abyss of hell. In the abyss of hell. Now whatever he would speak, Hazrat Khalid would spontaneously answer very quickly. Very quickly. So he says, you are Malakul Maut? You? Now to that he did not know how to answer Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Now brothers, you remember that Khulus and Azazir never got on well. They were arch enemies. They did not like each other. In fact, they hated each other. So he said to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, that what have you done with our general Khulus? So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said that I have taken him as a prisoner. He is chained up in the Muslim camp. So Azazir said to him, what prevents you from killing him? What prevents you from killing him? Look at the answer from Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid says that the only thing that prevents me from killing him is that I wish to kill both of you together. I wish to kill both of you together. Ab aise aadmi ka muqabla kaise kiya jaye? Full of confidence. You see, this title was given to him, Asadullah, Saifullah, the sword of Allah. And this is how he spoke. And this is how people were scared of him. So he said that, Khalid, never mind killing me. Let us negotiate. I am prepared to give you 1,000 gold coins and 10 robes of brocade, khas silk, okay, robes of brocade, and 5 stallions, fast, strong horses that will help you in jihad. 5 horses. What you do is kill Khulus and give the head to me of Khulus. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an looked at him and said to him, this is what you give me to kill Khulus. What will you give me to save your life? What will you give me to save your life? So Azazir said to him that, what is it that you want from me? Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and said to him, you still have an opportunity time. Aslim tuslam. Say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and freedom is for you. Nothing will happen to you. If you don't want to become a Muslim, then the second condition is you give us tax, jizya. You will be under the Muslim Empire, under the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and it will be our responsibility to protect you. You can worship who you want, how you want, do what you want, but you will be under the Muslim army. And when he said that, he says, you are telling me to pay jizya to you, tax to you. He said, Khalid radiallahu ta'ala, I have given you many opportunities to surrender and to talk with me, but you are very, very stubborn. It seems that I have no choice but to kill you. Now, when he said that, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an very quickly rushed to him, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid had his sword open up. He swinged that sword in front of him, striked it very hard, and he was again very, very skillful. He defended the strike very well. So he was saved. Again, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an tried attacking him with the sword many times. And again, he would defend himself well. Nothing would happen to him. And this happened many times until the Romans felt confident. You see, we have Azazir, who is the right match for Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. Many strikes were taken, but he defended himself. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and stopped. And then he looked at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, and Azazir said to him, "You see, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, I don't want to kill you. I don't want to kill you. But I want to take you as a prisoner to show the emperor what I have done to you." When he said that, as a Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and got very angry, he says, "No, I wanted to kill you also, but now I have changed my mind. I will also take you as a prisoner. I will also take you as a prisoner." Now Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and whilst on his horse faced Azazir and slowly pushed the horse in one manner that he was going straight to Azazir. All of a sudden Azazir turned around while sitting on the horse and ran away from Hazrat Khalid bin Walid from the battlefield. It was interesting to see two generals, both of them on a horse. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid now is chasing Azazir in the battlefield, in the open area, going all the way around. And Azazir is running away from Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is behind him, chasing him, until Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and decided that this was again not the right way of getting Azazir. Because he did not want to kill him, he wanted to take him as a prisoner. And he was at a distance, so he had taken up that lead. So every time Hazrat Khalid bin Walid came to him, he was at a distance. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and while sitting on his horse, came back to the battlefield, the main area. And subhanallah, what he did was he got off from the horse, dismounted, and stood in front of the Roman army. And at a distance, Azazir was there. Now he was not on a horse, all alone with his sword. The only protection he had was a sword. Now slowly, Azazir, slowly, with the horse galloping, slowly comes in front. And he looks at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid and he said, "Do you think that I was going to fight you whilst you were chasing me? This was my plan. I wanted you in this position that I am mounted on a horse and you are on the ground, gloating, mutakabbir admi thao, full of arrogance." And you see, when a person is on a horse, there is a lot of advantage. First of all, he is at a distance, he is on top, and that person is down. And the striking gets much, much better. And if you are a skillful person, the horse understands you. So the horse is also a great defense for that individual. So he has all the advantage, and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is on the ground. Now he comes with speed, and he comes in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and he opens the blade and he takes one swing at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an. The Mu'arrikheen have said it missed Hazrat Khalid bin Walid by inches only. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid ducked and the blade just swished past the head of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. That was the first blow that he did. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid just ducked. When Hazrat Khalid bin Walid ducked, mashaAllah, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid had taken out his sword. And Hazrat Khalid bin Walid strike the sword on the forelegs of the horse. On the forelegs of the horse. And as he striked on the forelegs of the horse came down to the ground, tumbled, girgaya, and also Azazir now came down. This was the strategy, this was the plan of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, because Hazrat Khalid bin Walid wanted to take him as a prisoner. Now sword is in the hands of Azazir and sword is in the hand of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Azazir stood up, unlike Khulus, and prepared to fight. He put his sword in front of him. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and took one shot at the sword, and it is said that the sword cracked and it broke. When the sword broke and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is in front of you, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and now put the sword in front of him on the ground and went to him. It is said that Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and lifted up Azazir, lifted him up completely with his two hands, and then threw him on the ground at a distance, aise upar utha kar usko niche phenka. It is said that when he fell down, he was pleading for mercy in front of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Imagine Hazrat Khalid bin Walid holding him, lifting him up and throwing him down, and he was pleading. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala and came and subhanallah got hold of his collar and said, I told you I won't kill you. If I wanted to kill you, I could have done so. But now I'm taking you as a prisoner. And he said to the two mujahids, come, take Azazir as a prisoner. Subhanallah. Now you have a pile of dead Roman soldiers and the two top Roman generals as prisoners. Now what happens to the Roman army, 12,000 that were there? There is all confusion, fear, panic. Now who is to take charge? They weren't expecting this at all. And it is said that there were some people right in the front row, those that were brave, and said, not to worry, we will fight the Muslims. We are 12,000. It is said as they were forming rows, the back rows were all running away towards Dimashq. They were forming rows and the back people, the soldiers knew that it was impossible without Khulus, without someone in charge. How are we going to fight them? This is just to kill yourself. And it is better for us to go back to Dimashq, regroup with the rest of the army. And so you had a few in front and you had a few that were running back. So the front people now were looking at the back and everybody was running. It is said that even the front row and the second row all started to panic and they ran away from Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid said to the Muslims at that time, don't chase them, save your energy. It is said Hazrat Khalid bin Walid spent the night in Ma'raj al-Safar and he left for Dimashq the very next day. And the rest of the Roman soldiers went back to Dimashq, to the fort, and to inform the Thomas and the rest of the generals of what had been the fate of the Romans. You have two prisoners, Khulus and Azazir. And now inshaAllah ta'ala in the next session, what happens in the city of Dimashq, inshaAllah we will continue with that. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.